the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang, my colleague and friend, co-host as well. And we're looking at the People's Republic of China and its involvement in American and European successes over these last decades. I'm talking about our industrial successes, the invention, the inventiveness, the entrepreneurs. China admired and bought and bought and bought. And now we welcome Brendan Weikert, author of the just-released Biohacked, China's Race to Control Life. That's a subset of the story that I'm telling. Brendan, when do those who have eyes see? That's the question I ask myself now that I see that Xi Jinping's China is a hostile force to our allies in East Asia and to the United States. Steal and steal and steal. However, this is not a story of the Biden administration. This is a story of presidents since George H.W. Bush not seeing China for what it is, a predator state that did not mean to coexist but meant to conquer. Your measure of how America has responded over these many years, is it generosity? Is it naivete? Is it greed? Is it all of the above? Is there someone to blame for letting it into the WTO, for permitting it to steal our secrets and say it was just growing up, to make threats to our ally Taiwan or our ally Japan and not respond? Were we at fault? Do we blame us, like such as blaming parents of a wayward and criminal child? Good evening to you, Bren.
Well, good evening, John, and hello, Gordon. Thank you again for having me. I think that the answer to your question is all of the above. It was naivete. It was greed. And then in terms of who to blame, you certainly, you of course, have to blame the Chinese regime. But if we're looking for the fault in ourselves, the tipping point that put China on the trajectory to becoming the kind of threat that it is specifically occurred under the Clinton administration. His parting gift as he was leaving office in 2000 was to help usher in China into the World Trade Organization. Joe Biden was the point person in the United States Senate on the Foreign Relations Committee who pushed that vote through, where we would recognize China as a permanent trade partner. From that moment on, I think the final vote happened in December of 2001. From that moment on, China has been catching up and in some cases technologically on certain issues, leapfrogging us and becoming the threat that they are now today.
Gordon, is there a moment where we can say that America understood the threat? Is there a moment where the White House understood the threat? And Brendan's right to run from the late 20th century all the way to the Biden people. Did one president or one administration recognize that this was a predator?
The Trump administration broke five decades of engagement policy, which was a good thing. But it also entered into the phase one trade deal in January 2020, which was not. Part of it is, I think, because President Trump is a leader of a democratic country and couldn't move as fast and as far as he wanted. But right now we have an administration in Washington that is not recognizing the danger at all, which is oblivious, and which in many ways is supporting Chinese communism over American democracy. And that is completely unacceptable.
You have a question for Brendan.
Brendan, you referred to President Clinton's paving China's entry into the World Trade Organization, which occurred, I guess, in the first days of the Bush administration.
Yeah.
Part of it was China getting permanent normal trade relations status. There is now a bill in Congress sponsored by my hero, Chris Smith, Republican of New Jersey, to withdraw PNTR status from China. Do you think that that idea will get anywhere? And what do you think about Congress's attitudes on trade matters towards China?
Well, I think that Washington, D.C., both parties have been about 20 years behind where they need to be on trade. The sort of the cult of the free trade mindset has dominated. So I'm glad that they're finally addressing this. This should have been done 20 years ago. Ultimately, I don't know if removing China's PNTR status will get anywhere, because China has so thoroughly corrupted our political process with donations, campaign donations to both parties. parties. Even if it does get passed in Congress, the concern then would be, would the rest of the world even care, or would other countries just circumvent whatever blocks we're trying to put in on China and basically keep treating China as if it were this great trading partner? Think of what's going on with Russia right now. We're sanctioning them, treating them like a pariah, and yet countries like our friends in India and countries like China and other countries are still doing business and propping them up. So maybe the same would happen to China if we really did try to rip the Band-Aid off, as it were.
Brendan, let's speak to your specialty because of your new book, BioAct. There have been incidences where quite clearly China was bribing our intellectuals, bribing them at universities for cause. Has that stopped?
No, they continue to find ways to insinuate themselves into the upper echelons of our elite society, whether it be academia, media, or politics, or the business communities. They may not do it directly, because certainly we are becoming aware of things like the Confucius Institutes. So instead of doing those, they might give seed money through other means. But ultimately, everybody receiving the money knows where it's coming from. And ultimately, you have to remember, the people receiving this money in many cases genuinely think having good relations with China is a net positive, and so they're not going to resist or lead a resistance to China's influence in our country and around the world.
Gordon, I come to you on this matter. We've talked about Confucius Institutes over the years, but there's a suggestion in the stories that the people who participate in these intellectual property transfers, a.k.a. thefts, are self-aware. Is that true, Gordon? People know they're giving secrets to an adversary of the United States.
Well, first of all, the Biden administration is not willing to call China an adversary. So I think that gives cover to a lot of companies that are transferring valuable intellectual property. I think most companies, at least up until recently, figured that they could give away sort of second-tier technology in exchange for market access, and that they would be okay as they developed more advanced technologies. But the problems right now, I think, for companies are they're seeing that the Chinese economy is contracting or about to contract. And so therefore, I think that bargain might actually, that calculus might actually change.
You have a question for Brandon.
Brandon, what is it going to take for the United States from top to bottom to recognize the maliciousness and the relentlessness of China's attacks on us?
Well, I think the first thing, and I don't mean to get too political here, but I think we've got the wrong president leading us. I know he's made statements and enacted certain limited things to kind of check China, but you're right to say he refuses to call China an adversary. And that alone, I think, means that we have the wrong person leading us. So until we have some change in our presidential leadership, we're going to keep sort of tying one hand behind our back. I am heartened that Congress has created a bipartisan committee to start going after China. I'm heartened that we're even having these discussions in the business world about, hey, maybe China isn't the best place to invest in. But ultimately, it's sort of we're coming from behind, and we really need somebody with a clarity of purpose in the White House who understands and recognizes that China is not our friend, and you can't do a little bit of trade with them because they're going to turn that and they're going to use it against us.
Brandon, we have a minute. BioAct.
Sure.
Wuhan. Is there more and more information that is consistent with the origins of the virus? And is Congress paying attention to that information? We have less than a minute.
Yes, there is more and more information. And actually, it is Congress, the Congressional Committee investigating this matter, that is releasing a lot of this newfound information. So I do think Congress is becoming aware of the truth that I wrote about in BioAct.
And you perceive the editorial media also becoming aware of these facts and moving to understand what must be examined, which is Wuhan.
Yes, it's slowly but surely it seems to be happening. Whether it is completely, I don't know.
BioAct is the new book, China's Race to Control Life. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. Brandon Weikert is our colleague who very carefully watches the highest possible tech, that's human life. And China has stolen as much as possible, and then there's reason to believe it's perverted it. I'm John Dutch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.